sticky white chunks of foam. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People who live in Oscoda are concerned about foam containing PFAS that keeps appearing on Van Etten Lake. The serene lake in northeast Michigan is surrounded by trees and houses, but it also has foamy stuff that looks like soap scum floating along its shores. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reports residents are wondering why the state isn't doing more about it.
Wart Smith Air Force Base is the source of ongoing contamination there. Toxic chemicals known as PER and polyfluoroalkyl substances have tested at high levels in private wells and bodies of water in the area. PFAS chemicals were used in firefighting foam at the airbase over many years.
Well, I've noticed it off and on now for a couple of years.
Ross Tingley and his wife Donna live on Van Etten Lake. He says he's noticed the foamy chunks floating in several spots on the lake. Tingley says he wasn't warned about the potential harm in the foam until last fall. He says he read a warning in the local newspaper,
stating that to stay away from having kids in the water or something over by a park here because it was contaminated at high levels.
Around Labor Day, the local health department warned residents not to ingest any of the foam showing up on the lake. Corey Gretsch is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. He says the state is aware of the foam and it wanted to make sure residents are too.
So if they were aware that these perfluorinated chemicals were building up in the foam along the lakeshore.
Gretsch says right now there is no concrete cleanup plan.
You know, we've been talking with DEQ and they're looking at what further foam testing needs to be done.
Gretsch says he doesn't know if the Air Force or the state would be responsible for the cleanup. The DEQ did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
DEQ has not been very communicative to us as to what is going on.
Aaron Weed is the Oscoda Township supervisor. He says he's got a lot of questions for the state, but few answers.
So far, it doesn't seem anyone's addressing the foam.
Weed says he thinks Oscoda is being overlooked by the state because other PFAS contamination sites have been getting more press.
The tannery over by Grand Rapids is starting to overshadow us. I'm not saying that's a problem, but it's just that they should all be treated the same here.
A town hall meeting to address the PFAS contamination in Oscoda that was scheduled for last month was canceled. The state and Air Force have not announced when that meeting will be rescheduled. The Air Force did not respond to a request for comment. For the Environment Report, I'm Bryce Huffman.
This is the Environment Report. An advisory board with the International Joint Commission says the U.S. and Canada should do more to keep nutrient pollution out of Lake Erie. The IJC is a treaty organization that advises the two governments. The group's Great Lakes Water Quality Board just released a couple of reports. Phosphorus from farms and cities fuels toxic green blooms of cyanobacteria on the lake every year. Michigan, Ohio, and Ontario have agreed to cut phosphorus by 40% by 2025. The reports call for the two countries to do a better job coordinating their plans to cut pollution. Sally Kolmish is with the IJC. She says they want to see a lake-wide management plan.
We're calling for really an entire basin-wide one that looks at the western, the central, and the eastern basins of Lake Erie and really puts a coordinated effort, and that would be a first.
The IJC is taking public comment on its reports until March 7th. Then it'll send them to both governments. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.